From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network. Dr. Peng Jin from the Emory University School of Medicine is interviewed by Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about using antibiotics to enhance the effectiveness of RNA interface technology.
Dr. Peng Jin is an assistant professor of human genetics at the Emory University School of Medicine. His research interests include non-coding RNAs in neural development and brain disorders, RNA-mediated neurodegeneration, the molecular basis of mental retardation, and epigenetic regulation in brain development. Dr. Jin, you and your research team reported that fluoroquinolone antibiotics can make RNA interference, or RNAi, more effective in the laboratory and reduce its potential side effects. You published your work in an article in Nature Biotechnology Online on July 20th. Please talk about the role of RNAi as a research tool and its potential to treat a variety of diseases. Also, would you describe the experiments that led you to your conclusions about antibiotics and RNAi?
As you mentioned, as the people have started realizing that RNAi is a well-conserved mechanism that uses small non-coding RNAs to silence gene expression post-transcriptionally, and particularly RNAi has been used broadly by the researcher to perform gene function analysis and drug target discovery and validation, as well as potential therapeutic development. So given the important role of this kind of small RNAs and in different biological pathways, I think the understanding the mechanisms of the RNAi pathway is very important. So over the last several years, there's a flooding of the research focused on this particular area, and the key protein components involved in the RNAi pathway have been identified. However, I think there's a little information that is known about the modulation or the regulation of the RNAi pathway itself. So that's why we started working on using chemical biology approach to study how this RNAi pathway is being modulated. So to address that question, we developed a cell-based assay to monitor the activity of the RNAi pathway endogenously. And so we use this reporter system to conduct a chemical screen using a collection which is, consists of all the FDA-approved drugs as well as some kind of natural product. So we identified inoxin, which is a part of the quinoline family, could enhance the siRNA-mediated mRNA degradation. And also it has an impact on the biogenesis of the endogenous microRNA as well.
How widespread are fluoroquinolones as therapeutics, and what makes them so effective?
Actually, quinoline family has been well studied over the last many years, and quinolines can function as a DNA gyrase inhibitor, which basically can be used to treat different bacterial infections. But I have to say here, the RNAi enhancing activity that we observed associated with quinoline does not depend on the antibacterial activity of the inoxin, which I think is kind of, this activity is different from antibacterial activities.
That leads to my next question about inoxin. What about inoxin makes it the most powerful enhancer of RNAi, and what makes it also useful in relation to RNAi?
I think we have tested multiple quinoline families, and what we found is that only inoxin is the most potent RNAi enhancer, and based on what we, the data, what we have right now, it seems like that their specific chemical structure is required for this activity, and particularly inoxin or penetrex can facilitate the interaction between a double-strand RNA binding protein called the TRBP and the double-strand RNA interaction, so which can facilitate the loading of siRNA duplex onto the RISC complex. I think one unique advantage for Unaxin as a clinical application is that this drug has been used clinically for the past 15 years. So I think we can really use this drug maybe along with siRNA to develop some kind of adjuvant therapeutic approach.
How specifically did Unaxin work, or what did it do to enhance the effectiveness of RNAi research?
I think based on what we have found, it seems like Unaxin can facilitate the interaction between this double-stranded RNA binding protein, TRBP, and RNA. So we have done both in vitro and in vivo study. In vitro, the presence of Unaxin can increase the interaction between TRBP and RNA. And in vivo, if we use siRNA to knock down the TRBP expression, we can basically abolish the RNAi-enhancing activity of Unaxin, which suggests that RNAi-enhancing activity of Unaxin is TRBP dependent.
You also noted that significant barriers still prevent RNAi from working well in people. Would you describe the major barriers?
Yeah, I think that's kind of pretty commonly accepted in the field. There are two major barriers. One is in terms of delivery of the siRNA to the specific tissues involved in the disease pathogenesis. And the second one is the knockdown efficiency as well as the off-target effect. If you want to achieve high knockdown efficiency, you need to deliver much more siRNA duplex into the cell, which might cause off-target effect. In this case, off-target effect indicates that siRNA might also have effect on the expression of some other unrelated genes. So in our case, I think what we found is that this particular compound might be able to enhance the knockdown efficiency while reducing the dosage of the siRNA, which I think may be potentially be used clinically.
So my final question is, what do you and your team have in mind to take your initial results and move this research forward?
So we're going to actually focus on two areas, two broad areas. One is from basic science perspective, we're going to focus on three specific directions. One is the SAR study, is the structure activity relationship study. We want to optimize the structure of the Unaxin, trying to find identify better small molecule which have better RNAi enhancing activity. The second direction we are taking right now is to study how the Unaxin could facilitate the interaction between the TRBP and the double-stranded RNA. This is more like a structure biology. And the third direction, besides the TRBP, we are also exploring the possibility that maybe some additional protein involved in the RNAi pathway might be targeted by Unaxin. So that's more from basic science perspective. From the potential clinical application, we are using this compound along with some kind of some published siRNA, which can be used to treat different human diseases. In our case, we are targeting Huntington's disease, so we can use Unaxin along with siRNA again, HTTT, to knock down the mutant Huntington protein and to see whether the addition of this compound could improve the knockdown efficiency, which may be improve the efficiency of siRNA as a therapeutic reagent.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse, saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.